It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saftless.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com and on the 77 WABC app. This radio show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain solid business advice and strategies from so many industries and covering so many professions. We've covered sales, real estate, leadership, strategic planning, retail, communications, emerging technologies, financial planning, time management, hiring, social media, corporate culture, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. So just want to open with some thank yous. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, thank you. Meira Beitler, Dina Students, Rilly Saftless here, the team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, and the great folks at 77 WABC. Specifically, I want to call out Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, and Justin at 77 WABC. Special thank you to last week's guest, Shep Hyken, a customer service expert, world-renowned speaker, and author of Amaze Every Customer Every Time, 52 Tools for Delivering the Most Amazing Customer Service on the Planet. You could hear his interview by going to WABCBizRadio.com. We actually just overhauled that site. It went up over a year ago when we started the show. It's a brand new site, and it also it breaks down the speakers by category. So if you're looking for great inspiration on, and you're a salesperson, you probably want to listen to the interview we had with Adam Lieberman, Ron Carr, and it's easily accessible and identified by the category that you're seeking. You want to look into, you want information on real estate. You probably want to hear the interview with Paul Massey or Iris Lotowitz or Jack Friedler. It's a easily accessible, it's free, it's all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. You could follow me on social media. My Twitter handle is YSaftless, YSAFTLAS. And I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And the advantage there is that we push out the information about our upcoming guest, and you would be from the first to know who our guest there is this evening if you followed me on social media. Just some final shout-outs to some recent guests. Jack Canfield, author of Success Principles, co-founder of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Joel Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie Training. Todd Buchholz, the former White House Director of Economic Policy. Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy. And so many other incredible guests. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. On the line with us today, we have none other than Doug Pritchard, president of SodaStream North America. Some background about a very distinguished guest. Doug oversees all operations for the SodaStream brand in the U.S. and Canada. SodaStream is the world's largest manufacturer and distributor of sparkling water makers. Its products are sold in 70,000 retail stores throughout the world. Each year, SodaStream provides 1.5 billion liters of homemade soda to millions of homes worldwide. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we're going to cover such important business subjects, such as launching breakthrough innovation, tapping into consumer trends, developing a global brand, and partnerships. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Doug Pritchard. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Yitzhak. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing your valuable advice and input and so much else that's going to be coming up in the next hour or so here on Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. Well, if I may, SodaStream has certainly, it is a household name and a brand around the U.S. and Canada, but I was shocked to learn it's over 100 years old. Maybe you could just take us down memory lane a bit.
Sure. SodaStream has a long history, starting in the UK almost 100 years ago.
Wow.
And was a strong brand. And, you know, the roots of the brand haven't really changed too much. It was all about adding bubbles to water and giving consumers an opportunity to love sparkling water right from day one. So it started in the UK over 100 years ago.
Wow.
And has been under different kinds of ownership over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of years ago, kind of ended up in its current incarnation. And, you know, we're an Israeli-based company, and we're excited about bringing our sparkling water to the globe.
Wow. Now, let's perhaps, Doug, you could walk us through the process of bringing a new product to market. I mean, you're all about innovation. What's the process of bringing a new a new product to market?
Right. Well, what's interesting is that while this has been this brand has been around globally, it hadn't been in the U.S. Until more recently, 4 or 5 years ago, and or we know for 10 or 12, but more recently, more broadly, 4 or 5 years ago, and. Launching a new brand, the importance of launching a brand is really trying to figure out what that consumer insight is and what that consumer desire is that you can meet and trying to unlock that. And, you know, we're pretty excited about our current positioning with the sparkling water. You know, our recent success started a number of years ago. With the rebranding towards sparkling water. And what we're excited about is it's really starting to take hold. And when we looked at, you know, bringing this kind of product to market, there's three kind of consumer insights that we looked at. And often it takes more than one insight to be successful. But when we looked at it, we looked at three really big trends in the market. One was the trend towards consuming healthier beverages. And as you know, and a lot of your listeners would know, is it started a number of years ago with a real decline in the consumption of sugary carbonated drinks. And while sugary sweetened soda consumption continues to decline, there has also correspondingly been very strong growth in both plain and sparkling water. The sparkling water market continues to gain momentum, and consumers, when you really think about it, they love carbonation. They want something fizzy. They love the effervescence. But really what they're saying is they want that, but they want it without the calories, the sugar, or the artificial sweeteners. And so as a result of that, again, you've seen the real decline in a lot of the sugary carbonated drinks, which has been, you know, presenting itself for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
The second trend that we looked at, and it's been very powerful for us, is, you know, the environment. You know, obviously environmental awareness continues to grow and has for a number of years. And SodaStream provides consumers with a healthy alternative for enjoying sparkling water, but instead of using bottles, they can use their tap water. And as we know, the U.S. has some of the best tap water globally.
Yes.
And so what a great opportunity for consumers to continue to use that great resource that we have available to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when you actually buy a SodaStream machine, you can, globally, there's about 1.4 billion plastic bottles and cans that are produced daily. And, you know, with a single reusable SodaStream bottle, it's equivalent of about 8,000 cans and bottles over its life.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing when you think about that.
Yeah.
So based on this, you know, we believe SodaStream can prevent millions and millions of plastic and glass bottles from going to landfills every year. And we know a lot of consumers are very interested in that.
Right.
So you take that, the trend of, hey, I'm looking to try to drink something much healthier. I'm trying to get away from sugary drinks. But, hey, really love carbonation. I love that effervescence. So how can I do that more healthy?
Right.
Number two, I'm looking for better ways to protect the environment. And, great, this provides that opportunity. And then the third, which goes across a lot of categories and has in my career, is the need for convenience. And that need for convenience, as we know, is as strong as ever. So while, you know, you want to do something healthy for yourself and you want to do the right environmental thing, you've got to make sure that it's convenient for consumers. And, you know, in a lot of places globally, schlepping heavy cases of sparkling water from the store to your home is burdensome. And SodaStream provides just a simple solution to that lugging challenge. In the U.S., it's just as simple as having the convenience of being able to make sparkling water when you want it, in the convenience of your kitchen. So again, using the convenience of your own tap water. So when we look at, you know, trying to bring a great product to market and really trying to grow it, if you can really kind of get and look at some broader consumer trends and finding a way that you can meet those trends in a unique way, then a new product will typically be successful.
You know, it's amazing.
The next step is making sure, how do you build awareness and break through all the, and make sure that consumers understand what your message is so that there's, you know, basic awareness of your product and that they can really understand what your messaging is.
So
and
true.
That's the marketing side of it as well.
Which we're going to get to soon. But what's fascinating is and the way you pointed it out was really so fantastic, because we know many times, and we're going to say this on the record, many times there's a conflict between, let's say, people being sensitive about environmentally friendly issues and convenience. And when they're in conflict, people may not admit it openly, but convenience will win. When you have something like a SodaStream product, this is amazing how it you're doing good, it's healthy, and it's convenient. Like, that's kind of a rare occurrence.
It is very rare, and that's why we think there's just so much untapped potential for our product globally, and especially in North America and the United States, because we know first and foremost, consumers want something that's convenient.
Yeah.
In our busy lives, if you don't have a convenient product, consumers will often be forced, like you said, to make different choices.
Right.
We're not asking consumers to make different choices. You can have your cake and eat it too with our product. And you know,
hey, wait, we're talking about weight loss, you know, cake, you know.
Right. Absolutely. So again, you know, when you can have you can meet that need for convenience, which, you know, that convenience message is constantly driving consumers to make tough choices, but they don't have to make them with us. You know, you can have that convenience, it's an easy choice, and I can do the right thing for the environment, and I can do the right thing for my body and my health. So, again, there's just enormous untapped potential. I think where we see significant growth as well in the U.S. market is sparkling water will continue to grow. And we believe because so many consumers love the, you know, bubbles. And so how do they make sure that they can get that, you know, effervescent fizzy drink without the need for the calories or the artificial sweeteners? And, you know, we're going to provide that. So as we've really focused our brand on that sparkling water positioning, we think we're in the right place. We've got a unique service offering, a product offering for the consumers. And it's a great value message as well for them as well.
Yes.
You know, you can make a liter of sparkling water for under 30 cents. And there's very few other products that you can buy that will allow you to do that.
Now, let's talk about the different flavors that SodaStream has. I mean, what's the process of even identifying what's in, what's hot, and the process for developing a new flavor?
For sure. So we're always continuing to look for flavors. So while we focus on sparkling water, we certainly have a wide range of flavors if you want to make your water, have a little more flavor to it. But we're always looking at new trends in the marketplace. We've got our old traditional soda products, but we're also looking at new fruit flavors. And so we look at and scour the market for different trends. One of the new products that you'll see coming out over the next year is a line of coconut water flavored products.
Wow.
Because, you know, that's a strong trend in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And we just look for different, fruits or combinations or teas or whatever that's going to be across the whole beverage universe that will provide consumers with unique experience.
Wow. We're speaking with...
But ultimately, primary focus is still against plain sparkling water. We know that that's still where the majority of our consumption is, and that's the best health benefit. But for those consumers who want, you know, to add a little bit to their water now and then, we certainly provide those opportunities as well.
Wow. We're speaking with Doug Pritchard, president of SodaStream North America, right here on Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. Doug was very gracious. Our listeners know that there's usually a treat, a giveaway. This week, we're going to be giving away two machines. We're going to have, he's giving away a total of five. You have to tune in some, in the coming weeks, we'll give away some more. This week, two lucky winners are going to win a SodaStream machine. All you have to do is send a text to 66866 and put in the word bottom line as one word. It's that easy. Send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word, and you're automatically entered to win a SodaStream machine, which is over $100 value. That's pretty gracious. Thank you, Doug. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. Team Ahead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me this evening. We have on the line Doug Pritchard, president of SodaStream North America. And actually, the folks at SodaStream were extremely gracious. Tonight, we are giving away 2 SodaStream machines. How do you like that? All you have to do is send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word, and it's that easy. Again, I'll repeat it. Send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line, and you'll automatically be entered. 2 lucky winners are going to be getting a SodaStream machine. Pretty incredible. Thank you, Doug. Well, Doug, let's continue the conversation. You mentioned it before. We're talking about health awareness. That's big on, it's first and foremost on people's minds today. We're all health conscious. SodaStream taps into that. You talked about that in the previous segment. When was that moment that you identified that that is an emerging trend, and how do you tap in and recommend that a company leverage trends in their product showcase?
We saw the trend a number of years ago, and there was, originally when we came out, there was, a debate on, should we be focusing on the sparkling water market, or should we be focusing on a more environmentally friendly way of producing, a soda in your own home? Mm-hmm. And I think when we looked at the market, and we had some grounding and traditionally in our business in a number of countries in the soda positioning. And as we looked at it, we just said, with the declining soda water trends, or soda trends, you know, is this really the best place to be? Because when we looked at a lot of our consumers, you know, over half of our consumers are still just using it for plain sparkling water. And we looked at the demographics and we looked at where the market was going. We felt that the bigger opportunity and really fit much more closely with our core values as a company was to really go after the plain sparkling water market. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a terrific success in Germany and a number of our countries globally mm-hmm. where sparkling water, you know, has much higher household penetration. And, you know, through our, like I said, convenience, no schlepping message, mm-hmm. We were able to make really great inroads and strong penetration into those markets. I think the question in North America was, you know, how big is the sparkling water market going to be, and, you know, how can we continue to capitalize on that? And as we looked at those trends, we knew that the plain water market, and especially then the sparkling water market, were going to continue to grow. And so how do we get in on the ground floor of something that's just going to be an emerging trend and really a growth opportunity and really provide, you know, a unique point of difference to really make sparkling water much more convenient and much more accessible to the average consumer.
Right.
If you look at a lot of the sparkling water brands, they're much more premium with much more premium price points as well. And we thought, hey, you know, people are going to be looking to really identify with a product that, you know, again, meets the convenient needs, the environmental needs, and, you know, with that health trend, it just seemed like the natural place to go. And as we've kind of transitioned to that over the last few years, we've had nothing but success trying to, you know, get that as our new positioning and grounding for the company, and we were starting to see the fruits of that change.
Right. We're speaking with Doug Pritchard, president of SodaStream North America. SodaStream is the world's largest manufacturer and distributor of sparkling water makers. And in fact, they were extremely gracious tonight. Two lucky winners are going to be getting a SodaStream machine. All you have to do is send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered to win one of the two machines. We're going to be giving away a few more. They're extremely gracious. They're going to be giving away five machines. Stay tuned in the coming weeks for right here on 77 WABC for your chance to win. Now, Doug, how, in your opinion, and this touches on what we just discussed a few minutes ago, is it safe to create a product that is solely based on current trends? Meaning, because you have products that are, I mean, the company's around 100 years, so you clearly are, mm-hmm. you're tapping into, people, as you say, enjoy drinking sparkling water. There's no question that's not going away anytime soon. But then certain things are trendy, like you discussed the coconut-flavored water coming out soon. Is it mm-hmm. safe? Maybe you can give some guidance to business owners on developing a product based on current trends, or a kind of one of those products that are just out there and they transcend a particular fad or time.
For sure. I think it's a really good question. I think the thing you've got to be very careful on is that you want to be able to jump on a trend in the marketplace. But remember, the way we would look at a trend is something that is not going to change over five, or, you know, should, you know, manage itself 5, 10, 15, 20 years. What you want to be sure is that the trend isn't just a fad, so that you jump on it and then 2 to 3 years out, you find yourself in a really kind of bad position where you built something, consumers jumped all over it, but then it wasn't sustainable over time. And then you watch your business grow dramatically and then fall off. Mm-hmm. So I think what you've got to find and what you've got to identify is, you know, what are those core trends that, you know, will continue for an extended period of time that you can capitalize on and really leverage and know that then once they will continue for a longer period of time so that, you know, your product will, you know, stay relevant to those consumers. But like any successful product, you sometimes will need to adapt to a changing trend as well. And you also sometimes need to figure out what are some different line extensions or ways you can expand your, not just your current offering, but your brand, and how flexible is that brand to be able to move into adjacent areas.
Right.
So I think one great example, while we're totally focused on sparkling water, in some of our more developed markets, there was a press release a number of months ago where, you know, we've looked at options to make beer on our system. And while, especially in North America and for the most part globally, you know, our focus is really sparkling water, we continue to look at, you know, other opportunities to say, well, what else could you do with this system? And is there a longer term opportunity there? And so we will sometimes look at these and test market them and evaluate them and see if there's just an opportunity to expand.
Amazing. Now let's move to branding. You touched on it before. And what's fascinating about the SodaStream product is that you hit on three major areas, as we discussed before. There's a health factor, there's convenience, and there's environmentally friendly. Is that something you could, I don't want to ask for corporate secrets, something that you could share in terms of approach, especially when you have three biggies and you know, they kind of all fight each other because they're all really, you know, great winners that you have, that SodaStream has in its back pocket in terms of marketing. Any tips for a company to market properly?
It can be tricky sometimes, but what you often have to do is, for a lot of companies, you have to make with choices.
Right.
But for us, obviously convenience is the first thing that we're going to always focus on. Right. And then what is the, you know, right now the finished product, you know, with the sparkling water is critical. But, you know, what we do is we actually focus our, you know, PR efforts in all three of these areas. And we have specific efforts across all these initiatives because, and again, I think we're a bit more of a unique product out there where, again, the core product of sparkling water is going to be the same for everyone, but the environmental message might be a little stronger for some people. The need for convenience or no schlepping message might be more relevant to other people. So I think the key is to find out who those different segments are, how to identify how big they are, what are the key drivers behind those people, and how do you get that messaging out to those different market segments if you've got multiple benefits for your product.
Yeah, it's such a great point because marketing and segmentation are really synonymous, and so many people violate that, not realizing that, like you said, even the environmentally friendly, even though, like you said, convenience is number one, that's a general point. But there might be, obviously, if you can identify, and you can today with various technology, the people that are extremely tuned in and sensitive to being environmentally conscious, so then, yeah, you have a different message. Or convenience, certainly for seniors, right. For example, you know, the fact that they,
And those different messages could come through, you know, once you segment a consumer, it could, the marketing could be different depending on the channel that you enter. So if you're selling through one channel that is very environmentally friendly or has consumers that are more apt to that, your marketing might focus a little bit more on that through that channel. I think a great example of this is I have a close friend who is an early adopter of SodaStream in North America. And, the environment was very, very important to him and his wife and their family. And they were also very heavy sparkling water drinkers. Mm-hmm. But they felt bad about importing and having to, you know, drink 5-6 bottles of sparkling water a week that was being imported from Europe and the environmental impact of that. And so they wanted the health and wellness trends of sparkling water, but they didn't like the environmental of, you know, having to ship this stuff halfway across the world. So he became an early adopter of SodaStream because of the environmental impact and is still one of our probably most loyal consumers on our machine more than 10 years later. So I think a lot of it's the segmentation and can also be the channel that you've chosen to really market yourself in or sell your product in.
Yes. Great point. We're speaking with Doug Pritchard, president of SodaStream North America, right here on Mind Your Business with Yisroel Saftlis on 77 WABC. SodaStream was very gracious, and we're giving away a couple of machines this evening. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you're automatically entered to win a SodaStream machine. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. A reminder to the listeners, just in case you're tuning in, we have on the line Doug Pritchard, president of SodaStream North America. And we're talking about so many fascinating topics that have to do with bringing a product to market, marketing, etc. If you're just tuning in, the good news is in a couple of days, this entire episode will be available as an iTunes link, you could, and actually various different ways you could listen to it. All you have to do is go to wabcbizradio.com, wabcbizradio.com. You'll be able to get the podcast, there you go, the iTunes podcast, and actually there's other, if you just want to listen on your computer, it's all there. It's all easily accessible by going to wabcbizradio.com. Also, I want to mention the SodaStream folks were very, very gracious. We have a couple of machines that we're going to be giving away tonight. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered to win a brand new, sparkling brand new SodaStream machine. Doug, from your position as president of SodaStream North America, can you tell us, is there a way, without using a crystal ball, is there a way to kind of have an idea if a new product that you're working on will succeed or not? it's a loaded one.
Yes, for sure. Launching new products is probably one of the most difficult things any consumer packaged goods company would done has can do.
Yeah.
There's a long history within the food industry or packaged goods industry of innovation that just doesn't succeed long term and can make it a year, make it 2 years, but so few products make it beyond that. I think the best way to try to figure out if your product's going to really succeed is, there's lots of models out there, but you have to do a lot of great consumer testing, and really, really listen to the consumers and really listen to some of the challenges they have with your innovation. So I think that's one of them, is that a lot of people think that, or a lot of companies will think that what they've brought to market is truly innovative and truly solves a consumer need. And at the end of the day, isn't really strong enough to do that. And those products that really, truly solve a consumer need and consumers can figure out how to work or how it fits into their life are typically the most successful. But, you need to do a lot of listening to the consumer, whether it's in the concept stage or in the product fulfillment stage, to really make sure that people understand what your offering is and then how does your product meet that offering. I think that's just critical. And there's both pieces of it. You have to know, do they get what you're trying to say? And again, does it fulfill against that product offering that you're trying to kind of bring to life? And it's difficult to do both those things. And again, the best you can do is try to do the best testing, listening to the consumers, test marketing. There's nothing more valuable than getting into the market and getting some experience, real life experience with the products. I think where a lot of companies fail is they try to go too big, too fast, without truly understanding some of the pitfalls of what they're trying to offer, whether and that could go from be a technology-based product as well. So launching new products is not easy. So once you understand that, and those are the basics and fundamentals, then you've got to understand, well, how do I build that awareness? And how do I really break through the clutter so that the consumers can understand what I have to offer? And that's where the marketing side of things comes in, and that's a big challenge as well.
Now, I mean, thank God we get a tremendous amount of feedback on a regular basis from the listeners about the quality of the questions and, of course, the guests. And, of course, Doug Pritchard is very gracious. Thank you for sharing your time with us this evening. I'm going to ask now an interesting question, which not everyone understands, but I know it's quite important. Once you talk about test marketing, consumer testing, now certainly from country to country, and we know SodaStream is around the world, the feedback that you get from one country to another country is perhaps borderline irrelevant to a certain degree because people have different habits, different trends, etc. My question now specifically is regarding North America, which you represent. Is it fair to say that the testing you were to do perhaps in Toronto would be applicable in Florida? Meaning, I'm saying within this region, North America, or do you still need independent testing almost perhaps state by state?
No, that can get very expensive. I think, it depends on the kind of product offering. And as long as you believe the consumer insights are the same across geographical regions, then you can take that learning. But if they're not, then you've got some real, you could have some real challenges. So one of the things we look at is the tap water is critical for the success of our product. Right. And having great quality tap water, if not only directly out of the tap or through a filtering system, whether in the fridge or on your refrigerator or, you know, in a pitcher in your fridge, is critical. So what we might look at is I might be able to sell, you know, this product in San Francisco and New York, which has typically terrific tap water, but maybe getting to people's homes in areas where tap water isn't as strong, I might have to look for different options. So I think you have to look at, are the consumers the same? And I think depending on the product, like selling sweet tea in the southern United States is in certain regions is a very popular common product. In some northeast or northwest regions, it's not as common. So there are regional trends, but you have to understand, are there differences or where are the similarities? If there's similarities, then testing in one place should be very similar to another. Depending on the size of what you're trying to launch can make a big difference as well. So I think the other thing you have to look at, too, is what's the competitive framework in each one of those regions. So you may have a competitor that happens to be strong in, let's say, the Northeast U.S. and maybe not in the West, because they have not penetrated that. So existing market positions can make have a big challenge for you as well.
Great point. So actually, is it fair to say that certain trends you could even learn from perhaps international results from testing as well? Meaning if certain factors fall into line that makes sense, then you could learn from one to the other.
But a perfect example for SodaStream could be in Germany. I use the no schlepping positioning. Mm-hmm. So sparkling water is very high household penetration in Germany. Mm-hmm. And people live often in apartments, smaller spaces, and are also often lugging, 6, 8, 12 cases, bottles of glass bottles up the stairs and using more public transportation. And so lugging the product around and having very little storage space is a big deal for the consumers. In North America, New York, that could be a very, very applicable message. But in, let's say, more rural America, that message may not be, or in suburbia, that message may not be quite as relevant because of the size of the homes and the propensity to use more cars and everything else. So, and a lower household penetration for, say, sparkling water in different regions. So if we had taken just a pure no lugging positioning, which has been successful in Germany, and just applied that to North America, again, may not have been quite as successful because the insight isn't as relevant. Now, in core Manhattan, that message could be very, very relevant.
Absolutely.
Because of the uniqueness of the consumer here in this marketplace.
Yeah. Now, Doug, if I may, this is just a fascinating question. I'd love to hear your thoughts if you're able to talk about it. Recently, it was big news, the failed Keurig cold soda maker. Is it okay to touch that?
Yes, yeah, certainly.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts on that, and how has it affected SodaStream?
You know, really, it hasn't really affected SodaStream at all. I know a lot of business people and a lot of analysts have really compared us and Keurig Cold. But ultimately, they weren't really similar. Well, they did similar things. They weren't really kind of the same products. You know, SodaStream's been dedicated to making sparkling water accessible to consumers with, like I said, our strong hydration, environmental, and convenience messages. Mm-hmm. You know, that other company focused on a declining market segment, and their solution wasn't really environmentally friendly, provided little convenience. Opening a can of soda isn't that difficult, and quite frankly, questionable value. So because we've been focused so much on sparkling water, you couldn't even do that on our competitor system. So, you know, has it really impacted us? No. But not at all, because, again, we're focused on such a different consumer insight and different market segment. Again, they're both machines that, you know, carbonate a beverage.
Right.
But, again, we are using, you know, tap water and converting it, and they were converting it into more of a branded finished soda.
Right.
So what's interesting, though, is that while they were very different offerings, from a marketing point of view, you know, we're always looking for opportunities to get our message out, and we think we've got a great message to tell. So we thought there was going to be a lot of news around, Keurig having to exit the marketplace. And so we thought, well, is there an opportunity to really, number one, reach out to those consumers who actually made an investment, you know, in a system
right.
that didn't work out for them long term? And could we provide them, you know, and build our brand and tell our story to those consumers to kind of get them on our system? We thought, what a great way for, you know, those people who say, hey, do you want, I know you bought into something else, but if you're into healthier drinking, that's super convenient, it's got great economics and is incredibly environmentally friendly, if you're interested, we thought, what a great opportunity to kind of break through the clutter and give them an opportunity to own one of our systems. So what we did is we invited disappointed Keurig cold owners to a free SodaStream machine so they could continue to enjoy sparkling water for years to come. So all they needed to do was to send us a selfie in front of their cold machine along with their contact information and the serial number. And they received a code to redeem online for a free SodaStream fountain jet sparkling water maker. So we just thought, again, from a pure marketing point of view, what a great way to kind of, you know, deliver our brand message, which we think is completely relevant to these consumers who kind of lost that opportunity, lost up on the machine they had
right.
originally purchased.
Right.
But to all consumers to say, hey, we've got a great message to tell. It's kind of what we thought was just a fun way to get our message out.
Yeah, it's such an incredible idea, and I remember following that and realizing, leveraging, business is also about leveraging opportunity. That was just an incredible
right.
opportunity. Sitting in your lap, you had nothing to do with their demise. It was a failed product, and you kind of swooped in and on opportunity. Such a great lesson, such a great business
right.
lesson.
And we didn't really, quite frankly, they weren't really a competitor of ours. If
right.
you really think about the offerings that we were delivering, they weren't really a competitor, but there was so much noise and news around their unfortunate exit from the marketplace
right.
that we thought, hey, what a great way to deliver our message. And we thought, you know, let's go after it. And you're right. The thing in business, and especially in marketing, is, you know, you want to be strategic and you want to be well planned out. But sometimes those opportunities come to you and you've got to be really nimble and flexible enough to take advantage of them and think creatively on what could we do to deliver our message in a real positive way. And, you know, we heard the news on a Monday, and by Thursday we had the news out in the marketplace. We had to figure out, well, what would our offering be and how do we do this in the right way, in a really positive way, deliver really on our key messages, and then get it out quickly. And then the back end is, you know, how do we do it logistically and make sure that there is no fraud and everything else. And it was an incredibly, incredibly successful promotion for us. We almost got a billion impressions out of it.
Wow. 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 Time is going pretty quick. We're going to take a short commercial break. Before we do, I want to remind the listeners that SodaStream was very gracious. Two lucky winners tonight are going to win a SodaStream machine. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you're automatically entered. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today. Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
And we're back, the Mind Your Business program, right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. In case you're just tuning in, you missed an incredible show. Well, all is not lost. You could access this show. Will be up by Tuesday morning. Go to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. And this interview with Doug Pritchard, the president of SodaStream North America, will be up along with all the previous interviews. The one we had with Steven Sadoff, former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Captain Sully Sullenberger, the one who landed the plane on the Hudson River, Stephen Aldridge, chief product officer at GoDaddy, Jeffrey Hazlett, Jenna Wolf, Bill O'Reilly, Matt Britton, Josh Moore, general manager at Uber. All these interviews are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. In the remaining few minutes that we have with Doug Pritchard, I want to ask some important questions. Number one, the role of e-commerce. Now, we know that SodaStream can be purchased in store. I mean, you sell it in 70,000 retail locations throughout the world. You also sell it directly online. Maybe you could give some advice on the discussion of channel conflict when you're selling direct and you're selling it through retailers.
Right. I think you just have to know what the different offerings are through those different channels. And I think overall, you know, I think what you want to do is kind of minimize that conflict at all costs. So, you know, different consumers are going to look at your product through all these different channels, and I believe strongly you need strong bricks and mortar success. You need to be strong online with major online retailers like Amazon. But the one thing that's nice and is having your own direct channel is you get that direct consumer data. And you can learn so much from having that direct access to those consumers, both demographically, socially, and you can much more develop a much stronger relationship with them as well when you get that direct channel. But it's being able to manage and knowing that that's just a certain percentage of our business versus the majority of our business still goes out through traditional retailers, whether that be either through their bricks and mortar or their online communities as well. But I think it's important to be in, you know, all those channels to really get that brand message out.
Right, great point. And to still be sensitive to the degree possible. You know,
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about, we touched on marketing before. Let's talk about social media. Now, of course, in that recent campaign that we talked about, you know, leveraging the, you know, demise of the Care Cold, what type of role does social media play in SodaStream's marketing?
It plays a big role, but you know, we go across all the different channels, marketing channels, because I think you have to go across all the channels to be successful. We do lots of traditional television. We augment that with incredibly strong PR initiatives across all channels and with all of our messaging. And that's probably one of the most important pieces of our whole marketing program. We spend a lot of time sampling our products in stores and at events because we want consumers to have an experience and see how our, you know, our product is something you need to kind of often touch and feel and see how it works. And so we do marketing in that. And then social media is also just critical. And there's a bit of a blur between like social media. The Keurig cold promotion was a great example of using social media very, very effectively combined with PR. But the PR and social channels are blurring so significantly today because you don't know, well, who is traditional media and who is a blogger and are they different or are they the same? Ultimately, there's just ways of getting out your message to different consumers. So social media is a very, very important channel for us in making sure that we're using all the different social media channels, you know, the big ones, obviously, you know, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like, we try to use all the channels in the right mediums with the right messages, but making sure that we have ensuring that you're getting consumers to kind of spread our message as well, because that's what social media is really about. How do you wow the consumer so they become your advocate and your brand champion? And if you can do that, then they just make all your other marketing dollars just spread that much more and be that much more effective.
Now, Doug, if you can, perhaps you could share some initiatives that SodaStream is, you mentioned before about the coconut water. Any other ones that you could perhaps share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
No, we're constantly innovating and looking at ways of, again, bringing a better experience to consumers. We have a new machine launching in the fall, which we're calling the Fizzy. And it, I think the feedback from our retail partners has been nothing but amazing. And so we're looking at just a huge push with a brand new machine, which takes up a little smaller footprint on the countertop, and just be a super convenient way with a snap lock, bottle lock, for consumers to make sparkling water. So we're constantly innovating with our machines, updating, you know, how they look, how they work, and continually bringing, you know, a few new flavors to market as well, which are on trend. But ultimately, you know, we're excited about everything we have to provide to consumers. And consumers are reacting very favorably to everything we're doing.
Wow. Well, the listeners have tremendous gratitude for sharing, you know, such incredible advice here on Mind Your Business. Also want to remind the listeners that two lucky winners are going to win a SodaStream machine. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you're automatically entered to win a SodaStream machine. Well, we're approaching the close here, and we had an incredible conversation with Doug Pritchard, the president of SodaStream North America. Any final thoughts? We covered so many different subjects in this interview. Any final thoughts for the listeners of Mind Your Business?
I think the final thought is, you know, if you want to be successful in launching a new product, again, finding that consumer insight, look for long-term trends in the market, try to find often not just one trend, but two or three trends that can, you know, where the intersection of those kind of big trends. Like I said, whether it's, you know, convenience, which is something that's going to last for them, you know, that's the kind of trend that will always keep be super popular over the next, you know, 5, 10, 15, 50, 100 years. That trend's never going to go away. We don't think, like, the environmental trend's going to go away as well. And, you know, consumers wanting to eat and drink healthier is not going to go away. So if you can find a couple trends where they intersect and really try to meet those and do it in a unique way, and then find great ways to break through with really, really great marketing and do it strategically, but then be nimble enough to really take advantage of great opportunities to bring that message to life, and you'll be successful. And ultimately, you have to kind of do things better than everybody else. And if you've got a better product with a great offering and you can be better than, you know, your competitors, then you'll be super successful. So we're excited about where we're going, and the future is very bright for SodaStream.
Such great points. Thank you so much, Doug, president of SodaStream North America. And again, they were very gracious. Two lucky winners this evening are going to win a SodaStream machine. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word, and you're automatically entered to win a SodaStream machine. Well, stay tuned up next here on 77 WABC for John Batchelor, the John Batchelor Show. And tune in again next Sunday night at 11 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.